A deepening diplomatic row between the U.S. and China sends global shares skidding. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. China Today has ordered the closure of the United States consulate in its southern city of Chengdu. It comes after the U.S. earlier this week gave Beijing until today to close its consulate in Houston, accusing it of spying and stealing intellectual property. The escalation in tensions is adding to gloom in global financial markets. Shares in Europe are retreating despite surveys showing business activity returned to growth on the continent this month. The Stock 600 index is falling 1.6%. U.S. stock futures are down as much as 1%. While China's Shanghai Composite Index dropped 3.8%. The BBC's Joshua Thorpe explains the developments today, keeping investors on edge.
Investors have been keeping a close eye on the increasing tensions between the world's two biggest economies. And in the tit-for-tat standoff over who can have what government office in each other's country, we now know China's retaliation. The United States consulate in Chengdu has been open since the mid-1980s. Part of its responsibilities include overseeing the US government's monitoring and relations in Tibet, the region of China where some have long campaigned for more autonomy. Beijing's move to demand the U.S. consulate's closure, which it called legitimate and necessary, came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declared an end to what he called blind engagement with China. He said the presumption that China would open up its economy as it grew more prosperous has been wrong, but he left the door to dialogue cracked open a bit, stressing that Washington would keep talking to Beijing, which has not given a time frame for when the consulate in Chengdu would have to close. Meanwhile, in a statement today, China urged the US to create the necessary conditions for bilateral relations to return to normal. I'm the BBC's Joshua Thorpe for Marketplace.
Well, an update on one dispute, now another, this one between the U.S. and the European Union. The aircraft maker Airbus says it's reached an agreement with the French and Spanish governments in what it calls the final step to ending a row with America over subsidies. The U.S. imposed tariffs earlier this year on a number of European goods after the World Trade Organization found the EU breached rules against giving financial support to Airbus, something the U.S. said led to losses for American plane maker Boeing. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more on that.
Airbus says it has now fully complied with all the WTO's requirements. The company says that changes made to loan agreements with the governments of France and Spain remove any justification for US tariffs. This is a long-running dispute. It's 16 years since the US complained to the WTO that Airbus received support from the European Union and some individual countries, including Britain, that were not permitted under the organisation's subsidy rules. The US was successful and then was given permission to impose tariffs after the WTO found that Europe had failed to implement its ruling. There is a separate dispute underway in which the EU has made similar complaints about the US and Boeing. The EU is currently awaiting a WTO ruling on imposing its own tariffs against the US. I'm the BBC's Andrew Walker for Marketplace.
Flag hoisting, singing, dancing, and athletes from all over the world gathering under one roof. The dramatic spectacle of the Olympics opening ceremony was supposed to be taking place in Tokyo today, but the 2020 Summer Games have been postponed a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The delay is a big blow not just for Tokyo's economy, but for the Olympic movement, which was already struggling with a number of challenges before COVID-19. The BBC's Ivana Davidovich has that story.
We may not be the same, but 1 year from now, our connection will feel more powerful than ever.
In the week when they were supposed to welcome athletes, Tokyo 2020 organizers released this message marking a year until the games are actually supposed to start. While Tokyo is putting on a brave face despite huge adversity, so are the athletes who are preparing for their big moment.
My name is Marty McBean. I am a three-time Olympic rowing champion, and currently I'm the chef de mission of Team Canada for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. They do what athletes do. They take adversity and they figure out how to thrive in a chaotic environment. And that is the nature of Olympic sport.
Tokyo is predicted to lose $25 billion at least, and likely more because of the delay. But it's by no means unique. In fact, only one Olympics ever has made a profit, and that was LA in 1984, creating an avalanche of lavish bids from cities wanting their piece of the pie. But the Olympic Party eventually started to turn sour as the opposition voices grew louder. Faced with dwindling number of interested parties and anti-Olympic protests, the International Olympic Committee launched Agenda 2020, a new blueprint for more affordable and sustainable games. Craig Reedy is a veteran IOC member and former vice president.
Their whole bidding philosophy should be based on minimizing costs, using existing facilities, and not providing white elephants.
The Games in Brazil, the first ones in Latin America, were hugely symbolic for the IOC. But chaos and corruption dogged the city. Over 70,000 people were displaced from the favelas to make space for the Games. Luis Fernandez, who was on the coordinating committee for Rio 2016, says that the legacy of the Games is definitely more mixed.
I would definitely do it again, for sure. You see, if you only host the Olympics in cities which already have the infrastructure built, that will make the Olympic Games a rich man's game. And with reasonable demands associated to hosting the Games, it can be an opportunity to spur development in less developed countries.
The looming global recession has made many people question what future, if any, do the Olympic Games have. Some suggest a roster of developed host cities, or even building a permanent Olympic village and facilities where it all started, in Greece. I'm Ivana Davidovic for Marketplace.
The Olympics is just one of many sporting events that have been benched in 2020. Tennis is the latest to cancel matches. The main organizations running international tennis said 11 tournaments will no longer take place in China later this year. The costs of these kinds of decisions are mounting, though. According to one April forecast, the global sports industry could lose more than $60 billion due to cancellations aimed at curbing further spread of COVID-19. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.